The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so we are returning to Hilchos Matanos Anim, but we are skipping two chapters, okay? The main reason we're skipping is because of time, because we want to try to finish up the this unit or the topic like before the break. But let me just show you what we're skipping so I can diminish the guilt, so I can justify to myself why we're doing this. So we ended chapter 7 in Matanos Anim. Chapter 8 is all about tzedakah's role. Sorry, it's not all about. Half of it is about tzedakah's role as a neder. Okay. The main reason that I'm skipping that, in addition to the time thing, is because I'm not holding a nedarim, and I feel like lots of nedarim questions will come up, which in certain other areas, we would just go and look it up, you know, look up the cross references. I feel like you can't do that in nedarim. Nedarim is way too involved and complicated, so I don't want to touch that. And then the other half of chapter 8 is Pidyon Shavuim, which we actually did last year. We did all these halachos last year in the context of Kavod HaRav and Kavod HaAv, and how you have to do the your Rav before your Av. And so I think we went through all these halachos. So those actually are things that we've done. Okay, chapter 9 is very important, but since the whole thing that motivated me to choose, to advocate for doing tzedakah this year in the first place was like as a personal, like to boost our own tzedakah performance. 9 is all about the kupa and the tamkui, which are important communal institutions, which will give us insight into the way tzedakah works, but it is not as geared towards the individual as chapters 7 and 10. Okay, so that's how I'm bypassing my guilt for skipping. I mean, obviously we should all go. I mean, I've been through this. I went through it even this year. That's, you know, but you should go through it at some point in the near future. Okay, but now we're at chapter 10. Okay, and we're actually going to start off in the Shelat because I played it up yesterday. And then we'll go through the Makbili afterwards. Okay. Chayavin anu lihizahir b'mitzvah tzedakah yeser mikol mitzvah seseh. Oh, I also got to give you a disclaimer, another disclaimer, which is, you know, in this chapter, it's like about a lot of, like, I guess, philosophical and ethical ideas about tzedakah. And the nature of it is that we can, I mean, this is true of all the Rambam, but like we can go into extreme depth or just try to get the gist. I want to try to focus on the bekius aspect of it. I know we've tried that before.
As the shira
is called, right? The titular bekius. But you know, just, you know, sometimes the Rambam will throw at you a flurry of statements of Chazal, like in Talmud Torah last year, in the parak about the Keser Shel Torah, there were just tons of these, you know, statements of Chazal. We went into them in depth there. Let's not do that unless we really want to. Okay, but just try to get an overview. All right. Chayavin anu lihizar b'mitzvah tzedakah yeser mikol mitzvah seseh. So that's a big statement. You're obligated to be careful about the mitzvah of tzedakah more than all other mitzvahs seseh. More than Yichud Hashem? I mean, you know, it's a very astounding statement. I don't know what he means by that. Say it.
What?
More than Talmud Torah, right? There's a lot of mitzvahs I feel like it could fit into this category.
More than any mitzvah that he said that is called Keneged Gulam.
Correct. Yeah. Right. And I don't know if he calls this Keneged Gulam mitzvahs. That's true. So that's a good point, right? And then the reason he gives is even stranger. Shehat tzedakah simin letzadike yizera Avraham Avinu, because tzedakah is a sign of the righteous offspring of Avraham Avinu. Okay, and here's an example of the a minor change in the Dufus editions of the Rambam. In the Dufus editions, it says Letzadik Zera Avraham Avinu. Now you might think that that's not a difference, but then Shelat does this. He'll expand on it and he'll say, Ach kach efshar lacho she tzadik musav al Avraham Avinu v'lohi. You might think, based on the Dufus editions, that tzadik is referenced to Avraham Avinu, as opposed to being a sign of the— no, you might read it as it is a sign of the offspring of the righteous Avraham Avinu, but really it's a sign of the righteous offspring of Avraham Avinu. Big difference in terms of like the nuance. All right, Shneimar, as it says, Ki adativ l'man asher yitzavev v'chulei. So let's look at the pasuk. So this is by Sodom and Amorah. No, yes, this is right before Sodom and Amorah when Hashem says that He's going to revealed to Avram what's going to happen. So Bereshis 18:19. This is Hashem talking, I think, soliloquizing, I guess, right? Hashem said, shall I conceal from Avram what I am doing? Avram is going to become a great and mighty nation, and all the people of the nations of the earth will be blessed through him. Ki yadativ, because I have known him, Laman Asher Yitzave Esbanav Esbeso Achrav, because I have known him in order that he command his children and his household after him, v'shamru derech Hashem, and they will keep the derech Hashem, lasos tzedakah u'mishpat, to do tzedakah u'mishpat, laman habi Hashem al Avraham es asher diber alav. That's hard to translate. In order that Hashem will bring upon Avraham that which he spoke about him. Yeah, so plain shot. First of all, what is a yadativ? I've known him. What does God knowing someone mean? Just shot.
It's true. I know this about him.
Okay, so the problem though is God knows everything, right? So when you see, when you see God singling out someone saying that I have known him, then what do we mean by knowledge vis-a-vis Hashem? So plain shot is that knowledge is a mashgiach for hashgacha. Okay, it means that I was mashgiach on him, and that's why you'll find in the discussions of Hashgacha, people who say that God doesn't have knowledge of the particulars is synonymous with God is not mashgiach on the particulars. Yeah. Same thing with I think maybe the more familiar one is with remembering is also mashgiach for Hashgacha. All of the like giving mind or paying attention to something is Hashgacha. Okay, so does that fit in here? So what is he saying? So he's saying you're obligated to be careful about the mitzvah of tzedakah more than all the other mitzvahs, because tzedakah is a sign of the righteous of Avram's descendants. As it is stated, God has known Avraham because he commands his children and his offspring after him in tzedakah and mishpat, to do tzedakah and mishpat. So what's the idea here? Also, just to clarify, I know we know this already, but when he says tzedakah, I think if someone just started learning the 10th parak, they might think that it means like mitzvah tzedakah per se, but the pasuk makes it clear that it is actions of tzedakah and mishpat, right? Like it's not just like the taryag item of tzedakah, it's doing mishpat, tzedakah and mishpat. Yeah.
It's not like he's pointing out this. Like, again, going with the idea that Yadativ is Hashgacha.
Yeah.
That, like, there's, like, some sort of Hashgacha Zera Abraham.
Yeah.
That, like, you are right to either get, or you're not right to get if you don't fulfill Tzedakah. Like,
right.
Tzedakah is, like, a prerequisite to, like, being under the Hashgacha Zera Abraham.
Right. So can we use that, then, to answer our question about the seemingly hyperbolic statement about, like, you're obligated to be careful about this in more than all the other mitzvahs because of this phenomenon, you know? Because it's very hard for me to say that this is the most important mitzvah. And he's not saying that lashon, right? And in terms of things that you should be careful about, one question is just, what does he mean be careful? I mean, the last time we saw that was with Hanukkah, right? And there, it's pretty clear he meant that you should do it as opposed to not doing it, you know? But like, I guess the question is, what form does Zahirus take in regards to tzedakah, you know?
A little strange language. I mean, maybe it's not. I guess I don't have Rambam, but Chayavit Panu means Zion Mitzvahs. Like,
yeah.
That's not strange.
Right, that's strange.
I don't know that does anything.
Right, yeah. I also don't know. Are you saying because of the word Chayavin or because of the Anu?
Like, I feel like usually it's just Chayavin.
Yeah, that is true.
Chayav Adam or, like, usually not like we.
Right, that is true, yeah.
Rambam usually doesn't talk in, like, the we.
Right, that's true. Let me try taking up the other part of my havamina, you know, when you said that, what lashon did he use by Hanukkah? Did he say chayavin? Okay, he did. I want to look at. I know we did it like every day last week or the week. Yeah, last week, but we'll do it one more time. Zmanim, Gilab Hanukkah, 4:12. Mitzvah near Chanukah, mitzvah chaviv hi amod, but tzarich adam lizahar ba. Okay, yeah. So, don't know what the difference is. Chalk it up to the question mark. Okay, all right. Let's finish the halacha. So we could think about this. I mean, I like the approach you're taking, right? That there's a certain hashgacha on Abraham's zera who follow in the derech tzedakah, and that somehow demands that you preserve this. Here's another approach. Maybe there are mitzvos that are, or how I'm going to say this without sounding like I'm a kofir.
It's more fundamental.
No. All right. Let me, I'll just talk around it for a second. There are mitzvahs. Okay. Let's take, I don't know. What's a mitzvah? Let's say like lulav. Okay. Right. Lulav definitely points you in the direction of true ideas. Okay. But you wouldn't say that lulav is just a halachified form of a value that Avraham stood for, right? It fits into the value system. It serves the value system, but tzedakah is a thing that Avraham stood for that halacha then incorporated into a fundamental part of the system, you know?
Lulav isn't like, it's not an ethic.
It's not an ethic, right?
Not like part of a society.
Right, and I'm not going to define this to ethics because I would also say that Yichud Hashem is a thing with that, like that is a value, maybe a value is better, right? A value that is like what's the word I'm looking for? I'll say fundamental now. Fundamental to Avraham Avinu and his whole whole enterprise that he started, right? And therefore, there's a different kind of zahirus needed to preserve those things than like the mitzvos that are just particulars in the system. And then the I don't want to imply that mitzvos aren't important, but like, you know, like if lulav stopped being practiced, that would be bad because of the perfection you get from lulav. If tzedakah stopped being practiced, you've lost an entire value of the system, you know? So it's so now why yesterday me kol mitzvos asay, that part I can't explain yet, but I think that's a good direction maybe, yeah.
The Hillel thing and the foot story.
Yeah. Right. That's a good example of that also. Yeah. Yeah. And this is also making me wonder why he's singling out tzedakah. Because the pasuk says tzedakah and mishpat. And then my favorite pasuk in Yirmiyahu 9:23 says chesed, mishpat, and tzedakah. Okay. Right. Which one did the Kabbalists tie Avram to? Did it say chesed? Chesed. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. All right. So we're talking to tzedakah here. Right. And God doesn't say chesed. Tzedakah mishpat. That's an interesting thing, right? But yeah, I would definitely put the v'ahavta l'recha kamocha in tzedakah more so than chesed or mishpat, because chesed is going beyond the letter of the law and doing more than you're obligated in, and mishpat is administering justice. But yeah, all right, something to think about. But we got some approaches here. We can revisit it tomorrow. Okay, bein kisei Yisrael miskonin v'das ha'emes omedes ela b'tzedakah. Okay, this is a difficult phrase. Also, the throne of Israel is not established, and the das ha'emes, the true religion, does not stand ela b'tzedakah except through tzedakah. Shenemar says b'tzedakah tikonani. All right, let's look at Yeshayahu here. I'm just gonna.
This time I actually didn't care. Keeping this Tanakh here, so I don't have to go send David to get it every time. I know David's not here now. I'm just gonna read this in context. Yeshayahu 54:14, because I'm not holding in Yeshayahu 54:14. The context is the local context. Oh, this is a haftarah. Roni akara lo yalada. And it's also after in Re'eh. Okay. So I'm going to read the Re'eh one just because it's the more local one. Oh, Ania Sawara Lonuchama rhymes. Okay. So, afflicted, storm tossed one who has not been consoled, behold, I will set down gems as your flooring stones and lay your foundation with sapphires. I will set your windows aflame with ruby and make your gates of carbuncle stones. And you're sorry. Sapphire is such a more beautiful sounding word than carbuncle. Like, if you buy your wife jewelry, honey, I got you stones of carbuncle, just doesn't, you know, roll off the tongue, and your entire boundary of precious stones. All your children will be students of Hashem, and your children's peace will be abundant. Establish yourself through righteousness, distance yourself from oppression, for you need not fear it from devastation, for it will not come near you. Was that the pasuk? Yeah. Yeah, that was it. Behold, they may indeed gather together, but it is without my consent. Whoever will gather against you will fall because of you. So let's establish yourself through righteousness. So it's funny, it doesn't mention the kisei, right? I expected to mention the kisei, but it sounds, I mean, I guess it depends what he's talking to. It's talking to Yerushalayim, so it's maybe.
Tikonani,
yeah, it was, yeah, Tikonani.
It doesn't sound like yourself, is it?
Tikonani.
Oh, no, maybe that's female. Okay.
Yeah, I also don't know. Okay. This Yeshayahu is also hardy Hebrew, so I don't know if there are like other forms, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's why I went immediately to the art school also. If it were Yirmiyahu, I'd be like, okay, let's try this. But okay. Then I'll finish the last couple of pieces here. Behold, they may indeed gather together, but it is without my consent. Whoever will gather against you will fall because of you. Behold, I created the smith who fans his charcoal flame and withdraws a tool for his labor, but I have also created the destroyer to demolish. Any weapon sharpened against you will not succeed, and any tongue that will rise against you in judgment will condemn. You will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Hashem and their righteousness from me. It uses tzedakah again, the word of Hashem. Yeah, so I don't know what the pshat is in that. Never mind. Okay. Yeah, all right, so we got to figure that out. Let's finish reading the halakha. We'll think about it tomorrow. Ein Yisrael nigalin ela bizchus hatzedakah. Israel will only be redeemed because of the zechus of tzedakah. Again, we have another in the, this is another interesting thing. I don't know what the difference is, but in the Dufa's editions, it says, Ein Yisrael nigalin ela bitzedakah. And this is bizchus tzedakah. Okay. Shnemar tzion b'mishpat tivdeh v'shaveh habitzedakah. It says in Yeshayahu, this one I can translate, Zion will be redeemed with mishpat, with justice, and it's those who return to it with tzedakah. Yeah. All right. So that's a lot of stuff here.
Yeah.
So we have to figure out. So let's plan for tomorrow. Just try and sharpen up that first idea and see if we can get something definitive. And then got to get some basic idea of the kisei and the das are one idea, that they only stand because of tzedakah. And my understanding of the Rambam's use of das emes is the religion. Like Judaism. I suppose you could be used in both ways. It could be da'as or das, right? Okay. The foundations of the, what I'm thinking of is, let's say like in the, this is the second time going to Chametz Matzah today. Yeah. In Maskil Begnusa Messiah Meshavach, he says, oh, look at that colors. You need to begin with degradation and culminate with praise. Ketzad, how so? So you start off by saying that in the beginning, Terach, our fathers in the days of Terach and before him were deniers of God and errors. Errors. Who erred. Yeah. After nothingness and they chased Avodah Zarah. Umasayim b'das ha'emes. And we conclude with the true religion. Shakirvona HaKadosh Baruch Hu Doofus. It's another thing. Shakirvona HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the Doofus editions, it says, I believe, it says, Kirvona HaKadosh Baruch Hu La, that God brought us close to the true religion. But here it's God brought us close to him.
Mm-hmm.
Difference. We've Dilanu Min HaTohim, and he separated us from those who stray. The Kirvona Lichud, and he brought us close to his oneness. So Das Emes here, I think, plain shot is the religion itself. Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's we can think about that for tomorrow. Okay. Very good. Hey, Yeshua. All right. Let's see.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.